Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You have reached episode number 408, entitled Bringing Blue Sky and WordPress Together with Daniel Post's AutoBlue Plugin. It was published on Thursday the 6th of Feb, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before we join Daniel to talk about Blue Sky and AutoBlue, a few bits of housekeeping. The first thing to mention is that if you're interested in what we're doing at WP Builds, head over to our website, wpbuilds.com, and look for our schedule page. It's at the, well, easy to remember, /schedule. And once you go over there, you'll be able to see all of the different bits and pieces that we have coming up on the podcast. If you would like to subscribe to what we're doing, it's /subscribe. And if you're curious about getting your plugin, your theme, your blocks, whatever it is that you've got in the WordPress space as a product or service, we can help you get in front of a WordPress-specific audience, because that's, in fact, what we have. In fact, I'm going to guess that if you think about yourself listening to this podcast, you are probably what I would describe as into WordPress, aren't you? The WP Builds Podcast was brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And assisting us this week also, OmniSend. OmniSend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that's OmniSend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Well, try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. And sincere, heartfelt thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and OmniSend for their support of the WP Builds Podcast. Podcasts like this cannot happen without the support of fine companies like that. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, I've got a brand new post over on the wpbuilds.com website. It's Daniel Post. Okay, I've given you a moment to get over the incredible burst of laughter that you got there at my fantastic joke. Daniel Post has something really terrific that he's going to talk about today. And it's to do with WordPress, and it's also to do with Blue Sky. He has a new plugin, it's called AutoBlue, and it helps you bind your website to the increasingly popular Blue Sky social network. Blue Sky in many ways resembles X. It really does look like it, it feels like it, but as of this moment, there's no algorithm interrupting your feed, and there's also no advertising, so at the moment, it's a pretty nice place to be. I'm really making use of it, but wouldn't it be nice if you could combine your WordPress website with your Blue Sky account? Well, you can, and Daniel's AutoBlue plugin will help that to happen. He explains how it's all built, what the constraints are on what you can and can't do, and I think if you're interested in exploring new social media options, Blue Sky and AutoBlue is a really fantastic combination. So here comes the podcast, and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast today by Daniel Post. Hello, Daniel.
Hi. Excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. I think I could be wrong. I think this is Daniel's first podcast. Is that right?
That's, yeah, very correct. I'm a little nervous, but excited.
Yeah, as I'm sure you'll agree, by the time we get to the end of this, I'm sure your nerves will have evaporated. It is just a conversation. But we've got Daniel on the podcast today to talk about, well, the thing which is hot at the moment, which is a blue sky. If you haven't come across a blue sky, it is a new social network. Well, to say it's new is actually not quite true, but it's definitely gained in popularity in the recent months. And Daniel has some offerings in the blue sky and WordPress space. We'll get onto that in a moment. Daniel, for a minute or so, would you just tell us a little bit about yourself, just your background with WordPress, where you've worked, what you do for a living now, that kind of thing, as long or as short as you wish to make it?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm Daniel. I'm from Amsterdam. I've been working with WordPress for over 12 years now, I think. I actually started in high school when I was 17 with ThemeForest themes. So I started out making like premium themes and selling those. They looked quite all right. The code was awful, but it was very enjoyable. It was my start into WordPress. From there, I started doing some freelancing, went to university, just did a little bit of freelancing on the side. After university, I joined an agency in Amsterdam, you know, like a pretty standard web agency making WordPress sites for small, medium businesses. When I was at the agency, my wife got a master's. She got accepted to a master's program in Dublin. So we were supposed to go to Dublin. So I quit my job, figuring I could do freelancing for a couple months, give it, you know, another shot before I'd have to quit my job anyway to move to Dublin. That was early 2020. So then COVID happened and none of that happened. So I just had quit my job. I was just freelancing and I figured, you know what, let's see how this goes and see how long I can stick it out. And it went well. In 2021, I built a plugin that maybe you've heard of, Social Image Generator. I built that. I got a good reception. I got lucky, like CSS Tricks started using it in some other companies. And then it was picked up by Automattic pretty quickly after I released it and me with it. So that's how I joined Automattic. I worked at Automattic for just under 2 years and then decided to leave because I wanted to try my own thing again and build my own product. And that's kind of where we are now. I'm doing a combination of freelancing, client projects, and trying to build my own WordPress plugin.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And the product that we're going to talk about today, you know, there's obviously all of the things that Daniel has been doing, but the product that we're going to really focus on today is called Auto Blue. And I'm going to suggest that you do the following. Listen to this URL, then pause the podcast, go and have a good poke around the site, familiarize yourself with it, and then come back and on pause. So it's Auto Blue. So as you would imagine, AutoBlue. And then the ending is .cc. So it's two C's. I've never seen that before, actually. I don't know what it kind of makes me think of credit card or something like that. I don't know. But
yeah, I just saw it and I thought it looked cool. I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. There is actually a domain that will be perfect, which is auto.blue. It's also $5,000 a year.
Okay.
Right. So maybe, you know, if things pick up, if I get a sponsor, maybe, but it seemed a bit steep to get started.
Yeah, that does seem, as a startup, that kind of money can be spent better elsewhere. So let me do that once more. So it's autoblue.cc. Go check that out and then come back. So let's assume that you've done that and you're back. Welcome back. And so what is it? Do you just want to give us the sort of elevator pitch for what it is? And then we'll get into the details. We'll talk about Blue Sky, the social network, and the hopes for the future of this plugin.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a WordPress plugin. And my idea with it is to bring Blue Sky to WordPress and WordPress to Blue Sky. So one half of that is whenever you share a WordPress post and you publish one, you can automatically also share it to Blue Sky. You know, you can set your message, you can pick an image, and then it'll post to your Blue Sky account automatically without you having to do it manually after you publish your post. That's WordPress to Blue Sky. And then the Blue Sky to WordPress part is that I'm bringing in likes and replies on your Blue Sky post and displaying them on your WordPress post. So if you've shared a new blog article that you've just written and someone comments on Blue Sky, replying to it or engaging with it, and you can then display that engagement on your WordPress website. And the cool thing there is that, like, you know, WordPress comments, they exist. I don't get many. I don't think a lot of people get many. Blue Sky, you know, social media, it's a lot easier for people to engage with. The barrier, you know, barrier to entry basically is a lot lower. Like, it's much easier to like a post or just say, like, this is a great article or ask a question about it. The downside there is that it's all fleeting. It disappears after a while. You know, like if you're browsing through your social media, you see recent posts, you don't see news articles or blog posts from months ago. Whereas especially with blogs, like a lot of the content is either evergreen or at least, you know, still relevant months later. And this way you can still surface that engagement that the post got and discussion that there was about it on your website, even after it's long been forgotten on social media.
Yeah, I think that's really important and kind of underrated in a way, in that, so we're talking about the blue sky to WordPress, WordPress to blue sky, all of that kind of thing. And It really feels like a decade or more ago that comments on a WordPress website were actually useful. And I know that there are some properties out there that get boatloads of comments. There's people that go there. So there are newspapers in the UK, for example, that publish with WordPress, and an hour after the article has been published, you go there and there's 500 or 600 comments. So comments are not dead, but if you are a typical website owner, they kind of are. Social networks came along. They just made that whole game easier. You know, you'd drop in a link, it would take the featured image, it would give you some idea of what the post was like, and all the conversation got captured over there. For good or ill, that's what happened. And so this idea of putting things onto your WordPress website, but they're handled, if you like, from the social network side, the blue sky side, that seems like a really powerful feature. We'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to talk about blue sky for a moment, and maybe and I'm going to do air quotes, which I am doing right now. The luck that you may have had in the timing of things here, because blue sky seems to be taking off. We're recording this late December 2024, and we seem to be in this period of rapid growth for blue sky. I don't know if you've got any numbers on that, but I think it's fair to say that 1 year ago, only the nerds in the tech press knew anything about it. Now it seems like almost everybody that I know has heard the words, even if they haven't created an account. And then it feels like slowly but surely everybody is kind of getting an account. Is that true? Am I sort of over-egging it, or does it seem to be experiencing precipitous growth at the minute?
I think that's correct. I think they've passed 20 million users recently. It might be up to 25 million now. And it's definitely been, you know, the past couple of weeks has been a lot. Like, I think, not to get into politics, but I think since the US election, it's been like a gigantic climb.
Okay. Yeah. So the rival social network, if you like, which Blue Sky really does look like X, that's sort of maybe for political reasons, which we don't need to get into, that maybe has taken a bit of a hiatus. And people have decided that they want to move elsewhere, and Blue Sky seems to be the place that they've landed. And it really does look and feel like its rival X in many ways. When you log into the web app, if you like, you really would be forgiven for thinking you are still on X. Almost everything is laid out in the exact same way. You know, the colors are slightly different and what have you, but everything looks really familiar. So it's taken off, but it also seems to have taken off kind of importantly, where other networks have failed. It seems to have taken off with a certain niche of people who I feel like if you want the platform to succeed, you need to get some, I don't know, some weight behind it. And people like journalists, you were mentioning before we hit record, journalists seem to be moving over there, news organizations and what have you. And it feels like that's kind of a milestone. Once people start blogging about it, or, you know, the journalists are talking about it within the platform itself, then it has this kind of critical mass and off it goes. And we seem to be in that at the moment. 20 million users, obviously, you know, compare that to Facebook or X. It's not a lot, but it's a steady climb. And I feel like that's set to continue into 2025. What do you think?
I would think so. I mean, you never know, but I think one important thing here that like maybe Mastodon never quite got to is that a lot of people that people want to follow have switched over.
Right.
You know, like if you can have a very vibrant, very active niche community or tech community on a social network. And it's really nice. You know, it's a good way to interact with people in your community, in your niche. But it's not really going to cause people to move over in big numbers. Whereas if you have, you know, you have these journalists, you have these celebrities, like, you know, people that other people want to follow, because, you know, nobody really wants to follow us that much outside of, you know, our own communities. But like big pop stars or, you know, famous journalists, people want to follow them. So when they start moving over to a different platform, I feel like that's automatically going to bring a lot of people over with them. And that's kind of how I see how it's going to keep growing. But again, you never know, but it seems like there's some kind of critical mass there right now.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what's the promise of Blue Sky? So, you know, I've just been describing it as looking very similar to Twitter, or sorry, X. And, you know, if that's the case, why do people even bother? What is the difference? What's the sort of underpinnings, the philosophy, if you like, behind it, which has attracted people? Because, you know, if it's just a clone of another social network, why bother?
Well, it's interesting because Blue Sky actually started as a research project within Twitter, back when it was still Twitter. It spun off into its own thing. Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, was on the board for a while. He's not anymore, but it started within Twitter as a way to research and see if they could decentralize Twitter some way. And now it's become its own thing. And it's very, like you said, it basically looks like a clone of Twitter. And when I switched from X, Twitter, to Blue Sky, and what I did is I replaced the app on my phone. And sometimes I just wasn't sure which one I was in because it's so similar.
Right.
And I think people are just switching over because they're kind of tired of X and the way things are going there right now, and they're looking for alternatives. And Blue Sky in that sense seems like a really good, similar alternative. With a lot of the same appeal. There's a promise of decentralization. It's not quite decentralized now. I think that's important for a small group of people. I don't think, you know, the general public cares that much about whether or not their social media is decentralized. But it is nice that the Blue Sky team is very much has a strong focus on it. And they are like actively working on making it more decentralized.
I think if memory serves, I think before, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago, maybe it was longer than that, Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, who also was the key mover in the philosophy of getting Blue Sky started, I think he said that if he had his time again, he would have made Twitter not a platform. He would have made it a protocol. His idea looking back was that he wished it had been a protocol instead of an actual platform. And essentially, that's what Blue Sky is. That is the difference, right? Underlying it all, obviously, you go to a web app and you're not really thinking protocol. You're thinking Blue Sky, X, I'm just sort of using this thing. But underneath it all, there is some thing going on to surface what you want. And I think one of the things that people have become discouraged with Facebook, Twitter, you name it, is that they feel that their attention is maybe being gamed a little bit by an algorithm. Mm-hmm. And the algorithm, who knows what the incentive is, but some part of me feels the incentive has to be to keep you there, to surface things which ensure that, well, the longer you're here, the more ad dollars we can make, because you're going to encounter ads between posts and what have you. You may click on those ads and the revenue will go up. And I'm guessing, although I haven't really done too much research, I'm guessing that has been stripped out of Blue Sky. So the algorithm isn't trying to keep you there. It's just trying to surface the people that you followed in a chronological order. Have I got that wrong, or is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. There is an algorithm on Blue Sky that's a proprietary part that they offer, but there is a whole, like the actual Blue Sky app and the whole underlying protocol is all open source. So Blue Sky is built on something called the Authenticated Transfer Protocol, or AT Proto, which is also developed by the Blue Sky team. Basically, you know, they've been like spearheading all this. They've been developing it at all, but they're building it in such a way that it's open and other people can use it, can consume it, can spin off their own versions of it. So the way it works is you have this thing called a PDS, or Personal Data Server, which hosts users and their information being all their posts and people they follow. Blue Sky hosts their own gigantic PDS, which has all the Blue Sky users. That's all the people with the bsky.social username. Those are all hosted by Blue Sky. And now they've slowly started allowing other people to also run their own PDS. So they're kind of experimenting with it still. So you can, it's limited to a maximum of 10 users per PDS right now. But what you can do if you wanted to is you could start your own server and run your own version of their software that sets up, you know, turns your server into a PDS. And then you can host your own user account and all your posts there on your own PDS. And then the actual Blue Sky app and the website are called an app view, which consume information from all these different PDSs. So right now it's basically just Blue Sky, the Blue Sky app consuming the Blue Sky PDS, but you can have your own PDS and tell the Blue Sky team, hey, this is mine. Can you add it to your app? But that also means that right now it's pretty centralized because pretty much everything lives on the Blue Sky PDS. But the way they're thinking of it and they're visioning it is that eventually larger entities and larger, you know, companies or nonprofits or whatever also have their own PDSs. So you can imagine, you know, let's say the New York Times having their own PDS and all their journalists have an account on that PDS. And then you could consume that information from that PDS within the Blue Sky app, but also anywhere else. You could build your own apps that like have all that information. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. But can I drill down to it? Because sometimes these things, they're hard to get the first time around. So let's just delve into that. So I'll repeat back to you what I think you said, and then you can confirm or deny that I've understood it correctly. So we've got this PDS, which is an acronym for Personal Data Server. And at the moment, for expediency, for growing the platform, Blue Sky has basically decided, okay, we will run the PDS and we'll just get this network up and running with our PDS and everybody's data, everybody's posts, everybody's profile information, what have you, will be in there. But the decentralization bit is in the future, and obviously you're saying it's rolling out now with this limited 10 user account PDS. I could say, okay, I want a WP Builds PDS. I then control that data. So all the posts are hosted by me. And if I lose that, it's lost. If it gets deleted, it's gone and that's on me. But I can then bind that to the Blue Sky network so that in effect, if I was on bluesky.social, my PDS, your PDS, anybody else's, the New York Times PDS, I would be able to see everything as a user and I would not really know, maybe there's something in the interface to give that away, but in terms of the posts themselves, I wouldn't really know where that information was being held. It would just all come my way, but it's decentralized. It gives people that ownership of that. And then presumably from that, it gives me portability. It gives me the idea in the future to say, do you know what? I don't want the bluesky.social platform to have my data. I'd like to export that, bring it into mine. I'll have ownership. And then in 2 years' time, when I get fed up paying the hosting bill for that, I'm just going to take it straight back to Blue Sky. I can do that. So that's what I think you said. Did I get that about right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much correct.
Great.
And I do have to, you know, just say, like, I'm also not the Blue Sky expert. This is just my understanding of how it all works.
Yeah.
And I think another benefit there is that, like, Blue Sky is not the only app that could do this. Then, you know, if there's all these different PDSs, then somebody else, you know, if they say, okay, the Blue Sky team is not doing what we want to do, or, you know, whatever, like they could start their own social media app or website that consumes information from all these different PDSs. And you can essentially make a Blue Sky clone or, you know, a different version. So that kind of, like, you know, like there's with normal centralized social media, there's no way to create a Facebook alternative and have all the Facebook data on there and all the posts and all the people. It's just not possible. And this way it is possible, except for right now, the fact that the one main PDS is also owned by Blue Sky.
Right. Okay. But hopefully, let's assume that the people running Blue Sky have got the intentions that you've just described. Hopefully in the future, once they've ironed out the kinks and all of these different PDSs have proven, okay, that technology now works, we're pretty confident, then it can be rolled out to larger examples and eventually limitless. And honestly, I feel like we have the audience which get that. Like, we have WordPress websites. We want to own the content that we put out there. That's the reason we're using WordPress, because we want to be in charge of it. We want to be able to migrate it if the hosting platform goes down, or, you know, we find them unreliable. So I'm hoping that the WordPress lot will totally get that. You know, you could be building your website on Squarespace or Wix if you wanted, but you've chosen WordPress for a bunch of reasons. And it seems like Blue Sky has got that taken care of. Now, one other nice little feature which I thought I'd mention is that if you own domains, which literally everybody running WordPress must at some point have gone to a domain registrar and registered a domain, but I'm guessing most of the people out in the world will not have. That's kind of a neat little feature. In Blue Sky, a domain that you own can become your permanent handle. So in my case, you could have at wpbuilds.com or danielpost.com or nathanwrigley.com or whatever it may be. And all that you do is change one text. Well, you add a text record into your DNS settings and it gets verified. And I just think that's kind of a neat little feature. It enables you to, I don't know, prevent that whole thing on Twitter, X, where you want this particular name, you want the name of your company, but somebody bagged it years ago, and so you've got to go for something with 374 at the end or something. That's a really neat little feature, and maybe something that most people didn't know was out there.
It's actually one of my favorite smaller features of Blue Sky, and it's not just nice, it's also, it serves as a, you know, like a, again, like somewhat decentralized verification service. Because you can trust that if you're interacting with the at wpbuilds.com Blue Sky account, that it's you and not, you know, somebody else pretending to be WP Builds. And, you know, to get back to the New York Times, they've actually started rolling out this thing where they give all their journalists their name.newyorktimes.com handle. So that you know for sure, oh, that's an actual New York Times journalist I'm interacting with and not someone pretending to be. And it's, so it's like, it's both really nice and verification at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's just one of those little quality of life improvements that, you know, just it's just something a little bit different. And again, it just sort of demonstrates the thoughtfulness being put into this. Okay, so I think we've done a fairly good job of describing what Blue Sky is. If you haven't been there, just go and Google Blue Sky, and presumably you'll be able to go in, log in, set up an account. I've got to say, actually, if you do, you'll be very happy if you're a WordPresser, because it feels like the migration for WordPressers has been more or less complete. I mean, there may be a few people who are holding out, but I feel at the moment the WordPress community has either decided to go over to Blue Sky or is maintaining both. But certainly a lot of the people that I'm following have now moved over to Blue Sky and seem to be interacting over there. And probably for all the reasons that we described, you know, the non-algorithmic feed and what have you. So go and check it out. Right, let's get on to AutoBlue. You described in bare bones what it does. I'm kind of keen to know how it does it. So you mentioned that presumably you are some way calling an API which exists within Blue Sky. I'm not sure exactly how it works. Feel free to be a little bit technical. I mean, obviously, we can't go into the thick of it too much, but how does it work? What's it doing? What kind of stuff have you built so far?
Right. Yeah. So it is using the API, and Blue Sky actually has a very nice API. So there's kind of two different APIs. There's one for interacting with Blue Sky itself, and there's one for interacting with their PDS, which also means that if you are self-hosting, you can interact with that PDS the same way. So what I'm doing is whenever you share a post or you publish a post on your WordPress website, there's the option to say, okay, I want to share this to my Blue Sky account, and you can type out a little message, and you pick an image, and then behind the scenes that just makes an API request to Blue Sky. It's authenticated because you've already connected your account in the AutoBlue settings page before, and it basically just sends off the the message and the image and the link to your post to Blue Sky, and then it gets posted on your Blue Sky profile. Then from that API request, I get the link back to that Blue Sky post. And then I use that to make another API call to get all the replies to that Blue Sky post. And then those can get displayed on your website, and those get refreshed right now every 5 minutes. But you can change that. And the API is very nice, and it's been very easy to use. One thing actually I do want to add as well is to get back on the domain verification. There's two ways to verify your domain. You can either update a DNS record, or you can upload a text file that has your Blue Sky unique identifier in it to verify that. You own this domain.
Yep.
And I'm planning on adding a button in AutoBlue that just says, okay, you've verified your account. this is your domain. Do you want to use it as your handle? And then by pressing that button, it's just going to upload that text file for you. And then Blue Sky sees, okay, this is a verified domain. So for people who have their own domain, but don't want to, change their DNS settings, or they don't know how, or they don't control it, but still want to use their domain as their handle, they can just press the button and then it should also be verified.
I think
that'll be a neat little feature as well.
Yeah, that's really neat. So you upload a text file somewhere like the root of your WordPress website. I don't know where the location is, but somewhere significant. And then from that moment on, you're also verified. Okay. And that is most people who have a WordPress website. Most people, I think, don't develop or anything. You know, they have no idea what DNS is. And so that's just a step too far. That's a cool feature.
I thought so. Yeah. It's also, like you said, everyone really with a WordPress website is going to have a domain. A lot of them will probably want to use that domain.
So
it feels like there's a synergy
you've taken
there.
The friction out, haven't you? You've just made that little one step easier. Okay, again, I'm gonna rip apart what you said earlier, and just to make sure that I've got it right. So, okay, I've installed the plugin, I've configured it, and you can maybe describe what configuration options are there at the minute and what you're hoping to have in the future. I've configured it. I go to write a blog post. I hit publish, and then I'm doing this in the Gutenberg editor. Let's just work with that for now.
Correct.
And beneath that on the right-hand side is some sort of meta box, if you like. And this is your auto blue. Tick a box basically saying, okay, post this to Blue Sky. I hit publish. Over it goes. Type in the text and what have you. And then, right. And then at that point, you're getting something back from the API, which binds the comments into it. And so every 5 minutes by default, but presumably you could increase that or decrease that depending on how you want to do it. This is the important bit. If somebody creates a reply on my website, so wpbuilds.com, if somebody writes a reply there, it goes to Blue Sky. And if somebody writes a reply on Blue Sky, it comes back to my comments. Is that how it's working? Is it like this two-way syncing thing, or have I misunderstood?
Right now, it's one-way syncing. Okay. So Blue Sky replies and likes are coming into your website. I am trying to figure out if two-way is possible and how to do that. Because for someone to leave a regular WordPress comment on your website and then have it appear on Blue Sky.
Yeah, it's not possible, is it?
They would have to authenticate their Blue Sky accounts.
Yep.
Or it would all come through from your accounts, on their behalf, which both, I think, are not ideal. So I'm still kind of playing around with it, to figure out what the best way to do is, because it also might be nice to have a combination of both, Blue Sky comments and regular comments, and then on the website differentiate, say this reply was from Blue Sky, and then you can click on it to go to the actual Blue Sky post. Trying to figure out how to, best do it, because it's very much an alpha version right now. I'm trying to figure out what's the best approach, what would people like the most, because there's many ways you can go with it.
I have an app on my phone and I'm just going to open it up, and it's called, now what is it called, let me just get this right, it's called, I think it's called Open Vine or something like that, Open Vibe it's called. Have you come across this?
So I've heard of it. I don't actually know what it is.
Yeah, it's on, I've got an Android phone and it's called Open Vibe. I'll link to it in the show notes. And it enables you to post to Mastodon, to Threads, to Noster, and to Blue Sky. And what's interesting about that is all the different networks, they get muddled up in this one timeline. So I'm imagining in the WordPress comments that you've got regular WordPress comments and you've got Blue Sky comments. And so separating those out in some way, you could obviously have, an accordion so that they were entirely separated. But one of the nice things would be to see it all chronologically. So the Blue Sky comments got muddled up with the WordPress comments, but there was some indication to say, this one came from Blue Sky, this one came from WordPress, this is Blue Sky. Is that what you're describing? So that you'd maintain that chronological feed, but you'd muddle them all up. You put them all in one thread. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's all separate. So it only shows Blue Sky replies and then it shows your normal comments underneath. But I do want to integrate them somehow, because I think that's just the nicest experience. And then you can still pick and choose which platforms you would want. Do I just want WordPress comments? Do I just want Blue Sky? Or do I want them both chronologically with some indicator where each one came from?
Yeah.
And then I imagine if other plugins, because I'm only doing Blue Sky, but if another plugin, is doing Mastodon, then maybe you could have it all and have one big comment section where it's all coming together.
Ooh.
And then, there's some other things, you know, there's moderation and things like, how do you want to, when someone posts a reply, do you automatically want to put it on your website? Do you want to approve it first? You know, if you hide it on Blue Sky, does that mean it should also get hidden on your website? There's some things to figure out there. Like, what's the nicest user experience for the website owner with the least amount of work?
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky.
Yeah. No. Not just tricky, but this is the beginning of this whole journey, isn't it? Like I mm-hmm. said earlier, it feels like 15 years ago, comments on websites were the thing. Then the social networks totally stole that. And, you know, because of utility and the ease of use, we all just surrendered and said, yeah, let's just all go over to these walled mm-hmm. gardens and interact over there. And then at some point in the last 3, 4, 5 years, whatever, I think there's this trickle of people who said, actually, you know what? These walled gardens, they're not great for us. You know, we can see the impact they're having in all sorts of ways, gaming our attention and so on. And so maybe we've got this trickle going back towards, okay, let's decentralize. Let's make it so that the comments are ours. They're open. They're not just inside the login of a Facebook app or whatever it may be. Let's bring them and let's just let the world have them back. And if you've got the expertise, or in this case, you download the AutoBlue plugin, then, you know, you can see all of that goodness on your website. And that feels to me like a really nice thing. It feels like we're getting back to something that the internet had, but we kind of all just gave away, not really realizing what we were giving away. Okay, we'll keep our eyes peeled. So next then, Daniel, is I want to talk about the fact that you've got this idea that in the future, as with all WordPress plugins, there seems to be an opportunity to sort of raise the game a little bit, offer basic functionality for free, but also have a pro version. What are you imagining you're going to do on the free side? And what do you think you might be able to achieve on the pro side? And I realize I'm not binding you to anything you said. If you don't pull it off, you don't pull it off. But give us an inkling of where you're going to go with free and pro.
Sure. So basically my thinking is that there's only one way for me to make this sustainable and be able to just work just on AutoBlue and my plugins. You know, it's like I would have to charge for something. You know, unfortunately, I can't do it all for free. I do want to keep the core functionality free. So I want to make sure that you can always just share to Blue Sky for free and show your comments. Like basically everything that's there right now, I feel like it's like a core offering of AutoBlue. And that's not something I'd want to wall off ever. I think paid things, you know, you could imagine things like multiple accounts. So you're not limited to one, but you can connect multiple and then pick and choose which ones you share to. Scheduling shares, so you don't have to share something, you know, right when you post your WordPress post, but you could share it at a better time. Manual sharing or resharing, if you wanted to like reshare a post that's already there. And then maybe for comments, just different display options. One thing I wanted to add is, you know, like, you know how like sometimes it says liked by X amount of people. I think it would be really nice if your WordPress post says liked by 60 people and it shows some avatars of those people, stuff like that. So basically, I haven't quite fleshed out the free versus premium offering. I just want to make sure that the free version is still very much useful and has a lot to offer, and it's premium is more like an enhancement for people who want more or just want to support it, and not like, okay, the free version is really just a trial for the paid version. That's kind of my philosophy behind it.
Oh, nice. That's really great to hear. Can I ask, does the Blue Sky or the AT proto, does the API surrounding that, does it give you an intuition that all of that stuff is going to be possible? Or is this roadmap territory for them as well, and they haven't built that into the protocol, or is all of that? I mean, you mentioned, for example, likes, the number of likes. Is that the kind of thing that the API offers up at the moment, or are you going to have to wait until that's been built into the protocol and so on?
No, that's all already included.
Nice.
So like everything I just said, I know is possible. For example, scheduled sharing like on the AT proto, and that's just me making an API request at a different time. So it's like, I really just have to build all that logic on my own end. And they do offer a count of all the likes, so you can display them with little avatars. So like, there's nothing right now where I feel like I'm waiting on Blue Sky or AT Proto to add things. It's more, you know, my own time.
Okay.
That's the limiting factor.
Have you had a good response? So, you know, one of the things, I guess, from your side is that if you're getting loads of interaction, loads of people installing the plugin or requesting the plugin, That's going to give you, I don't know, some good feels about whether or not you should develop it and spend the time on it. Is that the case? Has it been, you know, more of a success perhaps than you imagined, or more in demand?
Yeah, very much so. Actually, nice. I was surprised. Yeah, I've been building it in public. So if you follow me in Blue Sky, you kind of see all the different steps and the different, you know, like ideas I have and how I approach things. And there's actually been a lot of people that say, oh, I really want this, or this would be really nice to have on my own website. It seems like people are mostly excited about the comments part on their website, which is also, you know, that's something where I'm like, this is something I would really want on my own website.
Yeah.
So that's always, to me, that's a good sign that I'm, you know, heading in the right direction. If it's something that I would love to use, then I'm probably not the only one there. But yeah, the reception has been really good and it's very encouraging. And one really nice thing of building a WordPress plugin for Blue Sky is that you can do all of your marketing on Blue Sky and reach your entire target audience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. It's kind of
very convenient.
It kind of propels itself forward. So that's lovely. Now, I notice if I go to your website again, autoblue.cc, right at the top is the opportunity to download. But I also noticed that at this moment, we're recording, like I said, late December, you're classifying it as alpha.
Correct.
How confident are you that the version that we've got at the moment is usable, or really are you advising only edge cases, don't put into production? Where are we at with that?
I'm pretty confident that it's good. I've been using it. People have been using it. I probably wouldn't say if you're a big publisher, you know, with tons of visitors, probably don't rely on it as your only sharing solution yet. Cause I'm 100% sure there's edge cases that I haven't found yet. But if it's for your personal website or a small website, yeah, I'd be perfectly happy to use that myself. One thing I added recently, which I think is really nice, is a logging functionality. So if you go to the settings page, there's a logs tab and it kind of tracks everything that AutoBlue does. So there's different levels you can choose. Like you can turn it off or you can have it log everything basically. So my thinking there is like, there's definitely going to be things that are going to go wrong.
Yeah.
You know, like an image might not get shared. You know, like a post might not get shared. And then, you know, people are going to come to me and be like, hey, my post didn't get shared. You know, what you do? And I'd be like, I don't know. So I added the logging functionality to kind of like keeps track of every single step that AutoBlue does with all the context there. So my hope there is that if something goes wrong, I can tell people, okay, can you look at the logs for me and tell me what it says? And then, you know, maybe it says there that like the image is in an unsupported format that I hadn't thought of. And then I immediately have usable feedback to fix that and improve it and make things better instead of just, you know, trying to replicate their situation.
Yeah, nice.
And I think for me, when those things are going to be, you know, if there's a lot of people using it, but the edge cases and the logs that people share with me are very small, then I would say like, okay, this is, you know, stable and very usable.
Yeah.
But I've only started working on this like a little over a month ago. So
yeah, it's still really new. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it is very new. Yeah.
Still really new.
Cause you said like, you know, did I get lucky with the timing, with you know, the explosion of Blue Sky right now? And I don't think it's luck, because that's what I started too.
Nice.
That's when I switched. I was like, oh, I want to do stuff with this for WordPress.
Yeah, well, it's definitely captured me. Blue Sky's really kind of got my attention. I was all about Mastodon a little while ago, but I think the I don't know, it kind of plateaued. I still love the philosophy behind it. I think it's brilliant. And the fact that, you know, you can have your own server and all of that right out the gate because it's been going for that much longer. But I'm absolutely loving the interactions on Blue Sky. It is significantly more interactive. When I post something on Blue Sky, I do get much more interaction. I think that's largely to do with the fact that there's now 20 million plus people, with hundreds of thousands being added every week, I would imagine. Just one quick thing. Where is the stuff getting stored at present? So we've got these comments and what have you. Are you just pulling them via the API directly onto the website at the moment the web page is loaded? Are they being saved in the database? Where I'm going with this is that I've recently got into doing static websites. And obviously that takes all of the dynamic functionality of WordPress, the database and what have you. It just takes all of that away. Is it possible with AutoBlue to have comments on a static website because it's just doing an API call at that moment? Or indeed, it's just, I don't know, putting an iframe on there. So just run through that. Where's the data being held and can we use it on static?
So right now it's being held just at Blue Sky and I'm pulling it in and it's rendering with PHP on the website. So I think you could already use it with, you know, a static plugin. I just don't know how refreshing it would work.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how those plugins work. If you'd have to do like a new build to refresh, to see the new replies. But like I said, I am looking into making it more cohesive with normal WordPress comments and see if I can, you know, intertwine those. And then they would get stored basically as a normal WordPress comment, but with some kind of meta information saying this came from Blue Sky, as well as a link to the actual Blue Sky reply. So you could link back to it.
Got it.
And then it would be more intertwined with actual WordPress comments. But
yeah.
Right now for the alpha version, it's just coming from Blue Sky directly and it's caching it. So like I save it for 5 minutes. So otherwise, every time someone loads your blog post, it would be making an API request to Blue Sky, which is not ideal.
Yeah.
So but I save it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah. And I guess also depending on your, you know, the hotness of the post that you create, let's say that, you know, you are, I don't know, Joe Rogan or something, and you put your comments with Auto Blue onto your website, and then, you know, you write something and 2 minutes later, you've got 6,000 mm-hmm. replies and likes and what have you. That I guess you've got to figure that bit out as well. You know, things
yes,
that are really, really
yeah.
red hot. You know, if it's me, you're fine. You could go mm-hmm. every 10 hours and it would still be okay. But if you are one of those big influencers and you're expecting it to all work, you would really need it moment by moment updating, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I think there's a lot of logic you can do there. Because a new post might need, you know, maybe you want to update it every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Post from a year ago, you probably don't need to update it every 5 minutes. You know, you can get away with once per hour or even once per day. I will say that it's not actively or like proactively updating. So like posts that aren't being viewed are just, they're not reloading. It's only when someone views the post, then it checks, okay, like when's the last time this was refreshed? And if it's past the 5 minute threshold, then it gets refreshed again. So it's not constantly doing refreshes on all of your posts.
Got it.
But I do think there's some logic there with like, okay, how many replies are we getting? How old is this post?
Yeah.
And based on that, figure out like how often we should refresh it.
Yeah. Well, Daniel, it really seems like you're having a great time with this. You know, it seems like you've landed.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying building it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's perfect. I mean, being in at the beginning of something is just so much fun, isn't it? I know it's not the beginning of Blue Sky, but honestly, I think for most people it is. It just feels like the beginning,
yeah.
You know, and it's taking off. And so being at the fulcrum of that and marrying the two things that you like, you know, that social media interaction, but also the WordPress development side of things, that's great. So once more, the URL is Blue Sky. That's Blue
also,
Sky.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a different thing. Autoblue.cc, but you can Google Blue Sky to figure out where to go over there. Now I'm going to drop this. I always do this at the end, and I'm hoping that you're going to give a predictable response. I'm going to say, where can we find you online? And if you give us an X handle, I'm going to be very disappointed.
You can find me on Blue Sky, obviously, and I'm at danielpost.com.
Perfect.
So my own domain.
Yeah, danielpost.com. You can find him there. And while you're at it, I'm at nathanwrigley.com. So you can find me there as well. And yeah, thank you so much, Daniel. Hopefully lots of people will jump ship and start using AutoBlue to put that onto their WordPress website. A pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. This is great. Thank you for having me again.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. Very nice chatting today with Daniel, all about his fabulous new AutoBlue plugin, combining the wonder of Blue Sky with the wonder of WordPress. Very nice indeed. If you've got any comments, head to wpbuilds.com, use the comment form there. You're going to be looking for episode number 408 to comment on what you heard today. The WP Builds podcast was brought to you today by GoDaddy Pro. GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. We're also helped by Bluehost. Bluehost, redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud, managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. with Bluehost Cloud. The possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And assisting us this week also, Omnisend. Omnisend, do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that's Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make $73 for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of roller coaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Well, try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. And sincere, heartfelt thanks go to GoDaddy Pro, Bluehost, and Omnisend for their support of the WP Builds podcast. Okay, that really is all I've got time for. Just for me to say, join us on Monday for the This Week in WordPress show. I'm always joined live by some fabulous guests. It's 2 p.m. UK time. As with many things that we do, you can find it at wpbuilds.com/live. Hopefully we'll see you there with some commentary. If we don't, we'll be back next Thursday for a podcast. But here comes some dreadful cheesy music. I hope that you can bear it. And all that I have to say now is stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.